Hi, we're traveling Arkansas with Kim Williams. I'm Mark Smith, and Kim is a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, looking at upcoming events around the state. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Mark. I hope everybody's having a great day. And we're going to take a look at some great things going on the weekend of October 21st. Now, the Forum Theater in Jonesboro is hosting Bye Bye Birdie on October 21st through the 24th. A rock singer travels to a small Ohio town to make his farewell television performance and kiss his biggest fan before he is drafted. Now, the story, of course, was inspired by the phenomenon of popular singer Elvis Presley and his draft notice into the Army in 1957. But I didn't know this. The rock star character's name, Conrad Birdie, is actually a word play on the name of Conway Twitty. So we have an Arkansas Delta tie right there in Bye Bye Birdie. So check it out at the Forum Theater in Jonesboro, October 21st through the 24th. Now, Whitaker Village is the site for the 53rd annual Whitaker Village Wine Fest on October 22nd. You can celebrate this year's harvest with wine, food, and music. Dance the polka, stomp some grapes, tour the cellar and vineyard, and enter your pet in the 12th annual dog show. There'll be local arts and craft vendors. It's fun for the whole family, and it takes place rain or shine in Whitaker Village. So check that one out. Now, Wynn Park in Corning plays host to the 30th annual Corning Harvest Festival on October 22nd. The family-friendly event features antique cars, antique farm equipment, arts and crafts, commercial exhibits, food, a 5K run, a kids area, and live entertainment. And that's always a great festival in Corning. Now, of course, it is fall. And in Augusta, it's the 11th annual People's Farm Pumpkin Patch and Corn Maze through October 31st. The farm features a 16-acre Farmers Feed the World-themed corn maze. There's also hay rides, horse and wagon rides, tractor-driven train rides, and a huge play area with slides, tire swings, a tractor tire serpent, a hay maze, and tunnels. The kids and adults can enjoy the farm animals, cotton picking, rubber duck races, concessions, 3 acres of sunflowers, which would be great for taking photos. There's a corn cannon and weekend bonfires. And also on Friday and Saturday nights, the farm is open for nighttime trips through the maze. Mm. And People's Farm, if you've never been, it's a great place to take the kids, the grandkids, and the adults have just as much fun in the meantime. Now, weekends through October 31st, it's time to get your fright on at Pumpkin Hollow near Piggott. On Friday and Saturday nights, as well as Halloween night, brave souls can enter one of the haunted attractions known as Horror in the Hollow. There's Bubba's Butcher Barn, the Forest of Fright, the Frightmare Farmhouse, and Zombie Paintball Patrol. And new this year is the Pumpkin Hollow Zip Line, which is the first zip line in Northeast Arkansas. You can fly among the trees and over the farms on this double line, totaling about 1,400 feet. Now, if you're like me and don't enjoy being scared, you can go and see our friends Ellen and Daryl Dalton during the day at Pumpkin Hollow when it's a family-friendly, fun fall festival with great activities for the kids and adults alike. And as I've said in the past, go to Pumpkin Hollow, and the one thing you do not want to miss is the homemade pumpkin roll, because it's made with pumpkins grown at Pumpkin Hollow. Now, to find out more about these events and all of the many, many things going on throughout the beautiful fall in Arkansas, all you have to do is log on to www.arkansas.com and click on the Events tab.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
That's Travel in Arkansas with Kim Williams. She's a travel writer with the Arkansas Department of Parks and Tourism, and she joins us each week to let us know about upcoming events in and around the natural state. You can subscribe to our podcast of this feature at kasu.org. For KASU, I'm Mark Smith.